So, this is a fantastic start to our show today, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ian King. Glad to have you all here. Oh, this thing keeps moving. So, we're actually experiencing some testicle difficulties. Yep, that's what I meant to say. Some technical difficulties as it would be had. Our Spotify isn't working, which is what I use to accumulate my playlists, which is mainly frustrating because I made a fantastic skit on my story today. I did.
I consider myself
a little bit of a thespian. This was borderline like Stratford theater content. It was me on the toilet and then my friend yelling at me for everyone to watch the show. It got some good views. You know, we had some laughs, had some giggles. It was fun. But it appears that I hope I haven't like hyped everyone up for this special edition of Pedal to the Metal, because it would really suck if I got everyone excited for this special emo edition that we're doing and then Spotify wouldn't work. So we have a dedicated panel of experts working hard, working hard by my side to make sure that this will work. Let's try just a quick clip of one of the songs you might be listening to. Listen to that, folks. Oh, that's some good emo music. Yeah, I know. My friend's real excited behind me. Let's turn that volume up a little bit. So yeah, that's what I was saying. My name's Ian King. Have a good day, man. That was the last DJ, John Quinn. Bravo Sierra Hour. Bravo Sierra Hour 1 to 2. That's a show before me. I think he talks about sports. I hear a lot of sport talk going on in here. He seems to be a pretty big sports guy. I've probably blueballed you guys enough right now. I guess I should just get into the music. But yeah, welcome to Pedal to the Metal. It's a special emo edition. First three songs we got going on are Words That Rhyme with Different by Sports, Next to You by McSeal, and Late Bloomer by Graduating Life. Give me a second. That was such a great, welcoming back into the show. Me almost deafening myself with the sound of my own voice through these headphones and dropping my phone on the floor. My friend destroyed his phone recently. Like, literally, he showed me what he had done to it, and I was surprised that this thing was still intact. I gave him the age-old advice of put it in rice, but he didn't. No, he didn't. He thought it was a little bit too much for that. We just listened to Sports, Words That Rhyme with Different, Next to You by McSeal, and Late Bloomer by Graduating Life. All three of those bands I recently found, and they're fantastic. They're so good. McSeal and Graduating Life, especially. McSeal released this EP called Yeah, No, I Know, and every song on it is a banger. Graduating Life is also, they're really great. I played the first track off of their first album. And what's interesting about them is that there's another band I'm going to play later in this show. Actually, they're going to come up in the next set. They're called Mom Jeans. They're an emo band that I love, and the lineup of Graduating Life is just Mom Jeans, but their rhythm guitarist sings and plays lead, and then their vocalist plays guitarist in this band. So it's pretty much the same band. I think there are, I don't know if there are other groups like that. The closest I can think of is like Audioslave, where it's like Audioslave is the rhythm section of Rage Against the Machine, and then Chris Cornell. But coming up next, we've got, I have to say it, I'm like, no, wait, we have Two Beers In from Free Throw, Girl Scout Cookies from Mom Jeans, which I've been playing on repeat this week. I love that song. And Rituals by Pill Friends. So stay in, guys. It's your DJ, Static Observer. have a good show. And we're back. Every time, I'm always, I did it on the wrong input. Whatever, I'll deal with it. It's hard. It's hard listening to your own voice for an hour straight. But I do it for you guys. I do it for my scores, my thousands of adoring fans. We just listened to Two Beers In by Free Throw, Girl Scout Cookies, My Mom Jeans, and Rituals by Pill Friends. There we go. It's a little bit more bearable. So I'm reading a news article, and it's about this NBA star named Jason Richardson, who he and his wife bought this house, right? So they buy this house, and it was only until after they purchased the house. It's a beautiful house. It's like millions of dollars, like 50 acres or something like that, something crazy NBA star-like. And then they find out that the location of the name of the suburb that this house is located in, I kid you not, is called Swastika Acres. Let's just take that in for a moment. A, how did he not find out? B, why was that ever... Why, when did, I'd like to know which real estate agents were like, oh, let's spitball some names here. Swastika Acres, IRA Central. Ooh, we could try Taliban Hills. Oh, that's a great one. And like, I also like wonder, like, what did the agents say to this guy? Like, to sell him this place. It's a lovely neighborhood. They don't really have roundabouts here. They have swastika abouts. Yeah, he's probably like, he's like, what's the name of the suburb? And the real estate agent's like sweating. He's like, it's a Schweistike a Chris. That's an interesting name. Could you write it down for me? I don't have a pen. Oh, I got one here. I don't know how to write. I don't know how to write. Just write it down. That looks like you wrote swastika here. Is this place called Swastika Acres? I don't know. I honestly, let's see. Many residents were not even aware the blah, blah, blah. The name still exists, a remaining vestige of an old Denver land company from the early 1900s that predated Nazi Germany. Wow. So he bought a house from Nazis who were Nazis before it was cool. That's great. All right. Coming up next, we got, what else do we have in here? We have Crash Test Rating from Remo Drive, their album Greatest Hits, which I listened to in full, finally, like last week, maybe? I think last week. I've always liked Remo Drive, but there was times where I'd be like, I just hadn't made it through their first album in its entirety yet, and I listened to the whole thing while I was working out at the gym, and I was like, this is so good. So I fell in love with that. Crash Test Rating is a great song. We got a short one, Slip and Slide by Moose. And then we have these awesome, like, fuzz, almost shoegazy rockers named Of Love, O-V-L-O-V. That song's called The Well. Have a good time, guys. I had a joke planned, and I forgot it. What's up, guys? Welcome back. Damn. Oh, I'm not supposed to swear. That counts as a swear word. That was Crash Test Rating by Remo Drive. Slip and Slide by Moose and The Well by Of Love. Excuse me. Now comes the part in my show that my viewers wait desperately for. Part where I talk about anime and movies. Which is fair. Because, you know, I'm so good at it. Just like everything else I do. So we'll start off. You know what I saw this week? I went and saw Escape Room. I saw Escape Room, which is this new horror movie that came out. And I thought, when I saw the trailer, I was like, "This looks interesting." I didn't think it was going to be that good. And I thought it was going to be a lot gorier. And I saw it. And maybe it was because I had low expectations. But like the first four rooms... I was like, this is actually pretty good. It's like a 7, like a maybe a 6.5 or a 7. It's not the best movie, but I would say that regarding the fact that most horror movies are trash, or modern horror movies, I would say, they're very formulaic, very repetitive. A lot of them rely on needless gore or violence. Some of them are just straight-up torture porn. This one was actually quite interesting. I liked how... each character had their own backstory, and I don't want to spoil it too much, but various traumas that were played on by the mastermind behind the rooms. The premise of the movie is also really awesome because can you imagine like setting yourself up for something nice, and then getting stuck in a death trap? Because all the characters that are part of this escape room. They, you know how there's like escape the room or whatever, those places that you go where it's like, all right, guys, we got to find all these clues. We got to break out of here. You know, it's that kind of like, they're places you can pay for with your friends and then try and escape. It's these people get invited to an escape room and you can win a cash prize if you escape. But once they're in there, it turns into a sadistic death trap. And that's a really cool premise. I liked Escape Room. Another movie that I watched, for those of you that are aware that the new movie coming out soon, actually, I believe it comes out today or tomorrow. Oh yeah, no, it comes out this weekend. I'm going to go see Glass. I'm going to go see, okay, whoever is, and the radio station needs to shut the F up. Glass came out, and it's an addition to M. Night Shyamalan's previously released superhero movies, Unbreakable and Split, both of which take place in the same cinematic universe. And I recently watched Unbreakable, which is the first entry in that trilogy. I'm going to watch Split probably tonight or tomorrow. And I saw Unbreakable, and it was amazing. It was so cool. First off, movie's about this guy, gets on a train crashes, the only survivor, doesn't break a single bone, miraculously is okay. The rest of the movie is him and his interactions with someone who believes that he is a superhero and questioning whether or not he actually could be a superhuman. So it's like, it's a really interesting hybrid between like an action movie, a superhero movie, and almost a little bit of like a psychological, you know, drama, thriller-esque maybe. And another great part about it is that M. Night Shyamalan is like a director who, like, he'll take super simple shots and he'll ask the question, what can I do with this? There's a really great scene where this kid gets handed, he gets handed a comic book, and it's handed by someone who's standing across to him. So the comic book is upside down. And so he takes the comic book in his hands and he turns it around so that it's right side up from his perspective, but the camera rotates in like a 180 degree rotation following the book. And it's just little things like that. Like, there's a scene where what happens is Bruce Willis is informed that he's the only person who survived the train crash, right? And what it does is, like, M. Night will frame his shots with like a lot of objects that would naturally be in the way of a camera. So there's one shot where Bruce Willis is standing there and there's curtains in the way of him, which is great because it adds like an element of realism. And there's one shot where he's waking up in the hospital and there is someone being operated on who's like kind of blurry. And then in the background, using deep focus, Bruce Willis is there learning that he's the last survivor of the train crash. And right as they tell him he's the last survivor, you hear the flatline and you see the doctors that are operating on the guy. They lose him and it zooms into Willis. And that's awesome. That's a fantastic scene. So that's just me ranting about why I loved that. I also saw For a Few Dollars More, which is the last entry in the Good, Bad, and the Ugly trilogy, which is also great. Another fantastically directed movie. I like Westerns. I'm not a huge Western fan. I have a good friend of mine that's like a massive Western fan. A fun game that we like to play, quote-unquote fun, as he sometimes ruins things with it, is called How Is It a Western? And then he explains to us why any movie we pitch to him is actually a Western.
Yeah, it can get old.
I'm kidding. Next songs we're going to play are .. by Beach Community. We've got I'm Not Depressed by Short Fictions, followed by Bit by a Dead Bee, Part 1. And I'm just going to say, Bit by a Dead Bee Part 1 is a banger. That song is so good. Here we go. We stayed up all night and we talked about life. It was mostly about how you hated it all. Said I have no fear. So we're, this thing's always so loud. We're pretty much coming to the end of this episode. Apologies to anyone who was expecting heavy metal. Apologies to anyone who regularly tunes in for their dosage of thrash and grindcore and whatnot. But when I first spoke to the DJ, I guess the head of like the DJ head, I don't know. I met with the person who's in charge of the DJs here, in case you hadn't heard. And I pitched the idea for a show for like heavy metal. But I spoke to them and they said that there was absolutely there's room for flexibility. I didn't have to stick with that for, you know, two semesters straight. So I wanted to try something out, play some different genres for you guys. I'm thinking that I'll throw one of these episodes in there every now and then where I'll take like a genre. Maybe I'll do something like hardcore punk, or maybe do like hardcore rap music or something, shoegaze. I don't know. Maybe like once. You know what? Here. We'll hash this out right now. Okay. So I'm thinking once a month, pedal to the metal expands its horizons and goes beyond the metal genre. I could do like children's show openings. I could make it weird as well. I could be like, this is my, these are my favorite, I decided to amass a playlist for today's Pedal to the Metal show of, remixes of buses' hydraulic, functionings. You know, when the bus goes, psh, yeah, it's just dubstep remixes of that.
With emo music today, it was also kind of a weird choice because I picked a lot of emotional music, like not only just objectively speaking, but also for myself. So sitting here in the booth, you know, crying in the club. Y'all got me crying in the club right now. But I think it went well. I actually love this music. Like, it's such an awesome genre. And on the last note, if there are any musicians, you know what I love about this booth? Like, literally anything I do, I can hear. Like, I just scratched my leg, and it's, I feel like you can hear, like, all the saliva in my mouth, and if I were to, like, sniff or breathe or twitch or something, like, everyone listening has this uncomfortably intimate relation with that. They can hear, I can hear myself scratching my leg. It's driving me nuts. That's not how it works. You're not like sitting in a waiting room with someone and they're like, oh, my foot's itchy. And you're across the room like, what is that noise? But I'm putting out the call. I've put up some posters. I've been talking to people on Kijiji. I'm trying to get a band going up in Waterloo. I'm already talking to some people, but if you liked the music that I was playing right now, great, awesome. I'd love to make music like that. I would love to make stuff like, you know, Mom Jeans, Foxing, Remo Drive, just good emo revival music. So my name's Ian King. I don't know if they've linked my Instagram profile, but if you're a Laurier, probably do, except for Kathy, who might still be listening. You might see some posters. There's one up in the music. There's one on the music building, one by the dining hall, and one in the by the stairs leading the dining hall. And I put one up. Where did I put that other one up? I don't know where to put the other one up. But hit me up at 647-864-5037. Once again, 647-864-5037. I hope iTunes is still working. I'm just kind of living right now. Oh man, is the iTunes not even working on this computer? Sorry, we had some technical difficulties today at the station. I got in here and I was like, okay, cool. Isn't it great that Spotify always works when you open it up on the desktop version? Ha ha ha, isn't that great? And I walk in the booth and the first thing the guy says to me is like, man, like iTunes and Spotify isn't working. I'm like, because I spent so long. This is a playlist. Like, there are times where, like, it's like 12 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, I have a radio show tomorrow. And I'll just be like, oh, I like all these songs. These are great songs. Throw them in there. Why not? And this is one where I was like, oh, man, I got to get it right. I got to get all the right songs in here. I got to make this one play. Oh, this one should go after this one. I, like, went back and, like, reorganized the playlist and stuff. I was, like, really trying to get this one right. Which sucks as well because, like, we didn't even get through it. And I was discovering, like, new and, like, really good emo music, like, as I was making the playlist. So by the end of it, I had, like, really good songs. But I can't just leave it playing because I think what's coming up next is scheduled programming. I don't know if I'm just going to put iTunes on Indie Roots Blues playlist. But you know, guys, it's whatever. Yo, it's your boy, Static Observer, Ian King. I forgot to mention what I play. I play the drums. So if you play guitar, bass, or you sing, hit me up. I'd love to make a band. I don't listen to any of this music that I'm about to play, but this is Self-Destructive by Today It Rains. Or no, this is by Esme Brighty. What a weird name. Bye, everyone. Have a good week. Okay, so we're still having technical difficulties. So, I am just going to throw on the rest of this playlist. Because why not? And then it'll just autoplay to whatever. So, yeah, have a good time, guys. This next song is from a band from Richmond Hill. So these are some guys called Tall Talks. Have a good week.